A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nun He, Yevamos 55a, pagination is 109. Towards the bottom of the page, five lines up from the bottom, dealing with the topic of Hara'ah, intimacy, which was not completed. And as we've been discussing for the last two sessions, is still full level of prohibition in almost every example. The Gemara tells us, Hara'ah, this beginning of Bia, the beginning of intimacy where the man is inserted, is engaged, but not totally so. The Chayve Lavin Minolon, how do we know that that is the full level of prohibition of the Torah? Midigoli Rachmona, the Gemara says, because there was only one place where the Pasuk tells us an exception, and that exception is written, Shechvas Zera, the sleeping of seed, Gabe Shivcha Charufa, in the case of Shivcha Charufa. And otherwise, if not for the case of Shivcha Charufa, every other case is not requiring the sleeping of seed. Doesn't have to be more. It just has to be Hara'ah, entry with the organ. Now, the topic of Shivcha Charufa can be found in Parshas Kedoshim. It's Perek Yud Tes, chapter 19, Pasuk Chaf, verse 20. And we have a case which is a non-Jewish slave woman who's owned by two Jewish partners. One of those partners freed her, so she's partially free. And a Jewish man went and married her, did kiddushin with her, trying to acquire the part of her that's free and is available for kiddushin. That marriage cannot be completed because she's half slave still. And in the interim, a different Jewish man lives with her. It's not the regular case of a married woman because she has a restraint on her marriage in that she's still half slave, and therefore it's handled in an unusual way called Shivcha Charufa, a slave woman who's been designated for another man and she has not totally gone free, and therefore her marriage to her would-be husband is not truly complete. That is the one exception that our Gemara mentions, in that over there, the Bia would have to be more than just the Hara'ah, but in all other cases, simple Hara'ah entry would be considered full-fledged intimacy. The Gemara on Amud Beis addresses a host of other issues, such as Mishamish Mace, what happens if the intimacy is done without the organ being hard, no erection. And similarly, in Simen Chaf of the Tur and of Shulchan Aruch, other cases of improper behavior are listed, including Noshim Hamisololos, women who are fooling around with each other, and what type of prohibition is involved over there. One of the halachas mentioned as well by the Rama in Simen Chaf is Ein Tzrichim Liros Kemikchol B'Shefoferes. The witnesses who are saying testimony to this immoral activity do not have to actually see the act physically. The description based on the Gemara Kemikchol B'Shefoferes is that a utensil was placed in order to write or to paint. A utensil was placed in a bottle to take out the ink or dye. So that imagery of something going in to the container was the description of male-female, And we're told you don't have to actually see to that extent. The person's not allowed to look at that. And that's not going to be seen by the witnesses. The witnesses have to see the general environment so that they are aware and able to say testimony that we know what occurred. The question, of course, is, why is this being recorded in halacha? What relevance does it have to us? We don't inflict capital punishment nowadays. Why are these things being mentioned in what appears to be practical halacha? So the Beis Yosef in Simen Chaf approaches it by concluding the Simen with the words, Afal pi sherubo eina noeg bizman hazeh, even though many of these cases do not apply in our time, Kasav Rabbeinu, the Tor wrote them, kidei lehodia chomer hadevarim umishpatam, so that we should know how severe they are. And it's important to understand the structure of Torah, even if we do not inflict capital punishment. The Ramah, however, and this is in Darkei Moshe in his commentary to the Tor, and also in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chaf, the Ramah writes, the reason is, Yesh lilmod mehem, you could learn from all this, Be'eza biya isha ne'eseres al baila. We need to know what type of intimacy would actually forbid a woman to her husband. We know that if a woman goes with another man while she's married, she's going to be prohibited both to the husband and to the man that she fooled around with. We need to know what activity and to what extent it needs to be proven, not because of capital punishment. That's not what we're involved with nowadays. But we need to know what level of verification and what and on what kind of activity, in order that we should know if indeed she is prohibited to her husband. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tor, are discussing a variety of cases that one would expect really would only be more academic or for the Sanhedrin in the time when capital punishment was inflicted. But what the Ramah is pointing out is that these things end up being very practical halacha, because unfortunately sometimes a case could present itself, and if it was a fooling around that did not qualify as an act of bia, she would presumably still be permitted to go back to her husband, whatever arrangements they're going to have, but halachically she's permitted, whereas if the act was an act of bia, then she would be forbidden to her husband. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.